But all of you are going to have to show, it's good to show that you're a part of work as well, in a very specific way, although none of you have I ever found lazy, the three. Pat will be in it too. When is your teaching hours tomorrow so that you can take this work schedule? Let's get that out of the way first.
Do it fast.
I am in immense pain. Immense pain. I can tell you, immense pain.
12 to 3, we are not teaching. We could be working.
I didn't catch what you said. It may not be you either. Okay, well then you go on the work crew from that time.
Yes, we do.
And what about Carter?
I don't have any traffic.
Oh, yes, you do have a lot of responsibilities. So
there's nothing pressing to you. I can go on the work crew for a day and be glad to do it. I should have much more sensitivity, and I apologize to you and the family for being such an asshole.
There was no particular physical signs other than, you know, when I'm not having physical signs, I had a great desire to get the people out. I wanted to get them out, and that's important to me, and that would accentuate probably physical disturbances, because I wanted to get them out. I really wanted to get them out, and that's, I said, any emergency matter. And of course, this seems an emergency. These two children, is it the feeling that these two children are special exceptions from this rule tonight? Is it anybody else have anything to say to them? Otherwise, I shall remove them from that security. What about Well, that's impartiality on the part of the parents. Thank you. What about being good in one area and not in another? And we're trying to get a total picture of And what about the other child? Armella Tardy. No, the Tardy child, Elliot Tardy. Anybody know anything about the child? Armella's a dear worker.
I have talked to the teachers like Tom and Sharon to ask, you know, I knew they had a problem, and, you know, I just can't help, I mean, maybe I do expect too much of him, but I know he's a problem, but he's just going around scratching and leaving severe scars on the children in my home. And,
I see. Well, that sounds pretty severe to me. Do you not like Michael?
I do enjoy Michael. I really like him, and when I took him on, I really did want to, you know, have him in my home.
Well, I don't know how many could take that many, and he's my grandchild. I don't find that quarrel. I don't. What makes you feel that, Karen, that she doesn't like him? I'm holding my head like this because it seems to ease the pain, which something's happened up there in the brain part, which I'll come through, don't you worry. I can think better without as much nauseating pain. I can assure you, if you had this pain, any one of you, you'd be reacting quite differently. Now go on.
Well, I've just never seen you show any warmth to him, Kim, when you pick him up or anything. I've never seen you convey any kind of, you know, you yell a lot of demands and orders, but I've never seen you show any warmth to him. I just personally have never seen you do that. Maybe you do when I'm not there, but I've just not seen it. And I know you came to me and you told me that you were having all these, you know, you wanted to put him on a karate crew or something, which to me seemed, I should have communicated more with you at the time about it, because I had written up a very good report about him. I should have just communicated with me. It's my fault that I didn't take more time to talk to you about it and try to work out the problems then.
We all should try to communicate. Then if the persons do not receive the communications, bring them up. Because some of you that don't receive communications and require public meetings and council sessions, you ought to really be held. But until they have been communicated with, I would, you know, you're right. The fault rests heavily on you for coming here without coming to her if you saw the situation. Well, I guess that takes care of the tardy child. Understands why he's on the discipline crew, the learning crew.
But,
yesterday.
I'm not going to go into the details, and I can't. I just cannot, for the sake of the group. You scratch on people, is that true?
Saturday.
What about you, Michael? Do you understand what you've done wrong?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I want to relieve your mind because of something I projected about my own confirmed opinion is that you're a long way from fighting here to die for revolution, though you should be prepared to do so. We have to take a look at people back stateside and what they've done. My own vote is a veto of violence. I can find no reason at this particular point, though there are half this group and more than half the group back there wanting to take vengeance upon the enemy. And we know the enemies, who they are. I named them Stones and no, particularly. They are Myrtle, Stones, and you're right. Stones and Myrtles. And no doubt the whole rest of the bang, but we know those three are... the action was particularly taken from their standpoint. They wanted something done with Chris Lewis, quote-unquote, in so many words. But I think that, you see, remember the Prime Minister said something, we were... vital, that isn't the word, what was it? Indispensable to the well-being of the welfare of the nation by being in this Northwest District. And particularly so being Americans because Venezuela would not have the nerve to attack us with, even though we've been attacked by the right wing, we have so many left-wing supporters and people like Lieutenant Governor Daimler, Venezuela wouldn't dare move towards us, neither would the CIA move across us. And thus it would secure their territory, being free and remain in the socialist territory. For 5 weeks there had been no attempt on my life. I'm not so sure that of late they've really been attempting to get my life. I don't think we ever want to let down. We've got to keep our guards high because you never know what a mercenary would do, even though the instructions may be to harass. I think their main purpose is to harass us so that I won't be able to export. That's why they got me in the battle with John, so I'm confined here. That's why they got me in the battle with you people. They keep some of you people stirred up by harassment, and you don't get everything you want, and they knew that. They predicted you well. What did I say today that I thought was so important to note, that you ought to realize? They're counting on you wanting... frills, and they're counting on you causing disturbances just like you do over food and things to create difficult. They're counting on you being so Americanized that you will keep us so busy taking care of our own program here that we won't be able to export our ideas. Obviously they don't want to export our ideas. Again, the day the jamming was on the radio, you heard the jam. You couldn't hear a broadcast worth shit. Jamming stops when we go on. Until we get on, then it begins after we get off. The shootings have not been aimed at me particularly. Kidnapping is a possibility because a man came equipped that didn't make it, came equipped with handcuffs. But diversionary again, I think. I think the system does not necessarily want to attack us because they can't handle anything they've got now. They can't handle another war economically. They nearly went broke in Vietnam, and they won't have the American parents wanting to fight another war. Do you understand me? They were going to do that. They should get over Nicaragua, which needs to be cleaned up right now, and they've not done anything about that. Guatemala is it's a blemish, and we're in close trade relations and close alliance, and we don't do anything about that. Chile is a perfect mess and is about to be overthrown. Chile is in a very bad state of affairs, with people having sit-down strikes, laying out on the streets, and doing every other goddamn thing, and U.S. can't do anything about that. Argentina is a blotch on America, and it's about to fall apart with internal friction strikes and all kinds of horrible things being done. Kidnaps and people disappear. The United States cannot do anything. They couldn't stop Angola. They wanted to. Angola is very, very, very wealthy in minerals. But they couldn't stop the Cubans in Angola. They didn't, did they? They let Angola go on and win its victory. And it looks like Africa's winning its victory, step by step, step by step. I think it'll be a slow, a long day before they'll ever come in here to do anything with us. And I think that America's made its, we have a very capable prime minister, apparently, and he's keeping a third world view. He speaks heavily about liberation, but he doesn't line up just as strongly with China or Moscow as perhaps the opposition PPP would line up directly with one of the major communist parties. That would be dangerous, because America's image would be at stake, and they might make a move. Carter has given several millions of dollars of aid, even though it may not be continued after he goes, and there's been a lot of opposition to it, but he has a lot of power as president. It's obvious he don't want to get sucked into any war. Are you following me? Please stay awake. It would be stupid to think that they want to provoke us to some kind of action here, and some of you are fearful at night and you have concern they're going to come in here and attack us and kill us. It'd be stupid. Why would it be stupid? It would embarrass the government that they have already established trade relations with and show that they have no choice. You see, one beautiful thing about Guyana, they got two brands of communists, the PNC and the PPP. You following me? The PNC, which is our government, which we're loyal to, Dr. Reed particularly, some of them have been so dedicated to us and have helped us in many ways. They have a policy, our government now has a policy, they won't line up with Russia or China, but they reserve the right to trade with all communist nations and recognize them and take Cuban doctors in, take Chinese doctors in, take Chinese military, Chinese advisors, and Russian advisors, and all kinds of advisors. You see what I'm saying? But the PPP is lined up with the Moscovites, the Politburo. It's more definitely Soviet-oriented. You follow what I'm saying? So they got no choice. They got nobody to pick but between two brands of communists. You following what I'm saying? There's no right wing to work with here. The right wing doesn't exist. And even if it did, we have 1,000 people, and as long as we're strong and quit bickering over bullshit and unite together, and I'm a long way from dead. Hell, I remember I looked up just to be able to open my eyes and see a little clearer. I remember looking, Rev, what was it, 7 years ago when I faded in the middle, passed out. We're shaping this. Had to use oxygen on me all night. And I looked at him and gave a word of assurance to the people that was with him. Not him, but I wanted him to have assurance because he's always been very dear in this battle. So, I'm not about to die. Just don't press me. But don't expect me to be perfect justice all the time. And when you see I'm trying hard to get the people out at a reasonable hour, don't bring up another dimension. Because I think some of you hear me say I'm going to be as perfect as possible. And son of a bitch, if you don't, subconscious, and I think all of you are subconscious in this, you test me to the very limit. These children would not have been hurt by this day discipline. They wouldn't have been hurt. They could have waited. Agreed? And any number of the people could have done the same thing that these three did. Just happened that they did it. You understand what I'm saying? And I had a hell of a night on that radio. A hell of a night. A bit of good news that I can give you, and that warms my heart, and probably one of the things you can pull me through, that Dale Parks is on his way, because I had to keep him in a shrouded mystery, because you don't always know what's going on. And some of you had to look badly towards him when he was taking care of things. You follow what I'm saying? The true communist doesn't mind that. I wouldn't mind being painted bad to achieve a goal. You understand what I'm saying? We did not know whether he would be able to get back alive, and he got back successfully and performed successfully what he had to do. You follow what I'm saying? You understand? I'm sorry that was necessary for 6 months that you had. I gave you hints that I told you I'll be truthful with you here. I said you cannot know people who appear to be traitors sometimes are not, and those who are aren't. I can definitely tell you the stones, myrtles, and those are definitely, you know, and there's a lot more. I don't want to remind us of traitors. But it's good that he's coming safe and sound to be with us in a matter of a couple, 3 days. Because I know a lot of you had faith in him, and I hated to see you have to have it. But so obviously, if anything was ever done, it would be done in careful shrewdness. People say, well, you talk about everything openly, what you're going to do. Oh, no. I just try to get your thoughts on the matter. I have publicly and officially said tonight there will be no violence taken against these people because we are in no danger. You understand what I'm saying? It's understood by Chris that if he followed my instructions, I would do certain things. If he didn't, I would not do anything over his dead remains, and I couldn't do anything over anyone's dead remains. What does the dead, what possible good can I do the dead by a reaction? If he was in jail, I wouldn't be sitting here now. You follow what I'm saying? But he is at peace. He'll have a chance in the next incarnation to do better with his life, and he's at peace. Do you follow what I'm saying? Shift, please. Only about 5 minutes.